Acts chapter 4, beginning with verse 32. The whole group of believers was one in heart and soul. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they held everything in common. The apostles continued to testify about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ with great power, and abundant grace was on all of them. There was not a needy person among them. For from time to time, those who were owners of lands or houses sold them, brought the proceeds received from what was sold, and laid it at the apostles' feet. It was distributed to each one according to what anyone needed. Joseph, who was called Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a native of Cyprus, sold a field that belonged to him. He brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Chapter 5. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. With his wife's knowledge, he kept back part of the proceeds for himself. Then he brought a portion of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? Was it not yours before it was sold? And after it was sold, was not the money at your disposal? How could you plan such a thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Ananias heard these words. He fell down and died. Great fear gripped everyone who heard about it. The young men got up and wrapped up his body. Then they carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this how much you got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "that was the price." And Peter said to her, "How could you two agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who buried your husband are standing at the door, and they will carry you out too." Instantly she fell down at his feet and died. When the young men came in, they found her dead. Then they carried her outside and buried her beside her husband. Great fear gripped the whole church and all who heard about these things. Many signs and wonders were done among the people through the hands of the apostles. With one mind, they all continued meeting in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared to join them, but the people held them in high regard. More and more believers in the Lord were added to their group, large numbers of both men and women. As a result, people were even carrying the sick into the streets and laying them on cots and mats so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. Crowds also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and all of them were healed.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.